following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome to Answers for Elders. We are here with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, I'm so glad you're back.
Me too. I love coming here.
We are here in Aging in Place month in April, and April flowers are tulips and all kinds of stuff happening, it's spring, and of course, a lot of people are doing spring cleaning, and they're going to mom and dad's house, and here you go.
It's like, and what do you discover when you go and visit mom or dad? And it's like,
It's like, I know that denial is more than a river in Egypt. You know, it's really, I think a lot of things that I come across with families is I sometimes cringe in my head when people will say, oh yeah, mom and dad, they live in Vantage, Washington, and they're just fine. And I see them every few months. Mm-hmm. And I'm going like, how do you know, number one, that they're just fine? Because you don't see them very often. And number two, do you really, really know that they're just fine? Are you just saying that because you're really in denial and you don't want to deal with it?
Yeah.
But oftentimes, then I'll hear the story, wow, I just went to go see my parents and I didn't realize certain things.
Right.
I should have checked something that I didn't check.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, what happens when, you know, how can you be a good watchdog without really being a watchdog?
Right. You know, you bring up a really good topic because things can creep up on you. I want to add to that little introduction, though. There may be a time when you get subtle clues verbally or body mm-hmm. language that mom and dad are wanting to ask for a little more help, but they don't know how to.
Big time.
So I'm going to add that to the list.
Okay.
So along these lines, let's say you're visiting and it's every 2 months, you know, because mm-hmm. they live away from you.
Right.
And you go and you might see the mail piled up, or you might see some not so fresh food in the refrigerator, mm-hmm. or you notice that mom is touching the walls as she's walking down to get
furniture walking,
or you know, touching the corners as she turns into the kitchen from the living room, or whatever it is. But those are little subtle things that she's having to compensate, or that something's being missed. If something's out of the ordinary, like my dad never had a pile of mail. He processed the mail all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of casually see that it's sitting there. And probably because dad did take care of it all the time, you're not going to dig through it.
No.
Because that's his arena.
And you feel like you're going to be invading their privacy.
That's right.
So you don't say anything.
Yeah, don't go there. Or you're having conversations and they might go off into a tangent that has nothing to do with what you just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind goes, well, they just had something important to say and they wanted to get it off their chest. And then you get back to the conversation. Those types of things can be clues that something's not quite right.
Very true.
That the patterns of their normal life have changed. But at the same time, mom and dad sound really competent and they're going to, you know, get all these things done. And I've got somebody hired to clean the gutters for after the winter. And thankfully, they're saying hired, keyword.
Yes.
Not doing it themselves. But they can, you know, we went to church and we did this and we saw so-and-so. And so life feels like it's going just fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're putting their best foot forward for the world to see. But then the clues of the home are saying a different story.
That is so big, Daphne. It is so big. Because when you start, I mean, parents always want to put their best foot forward for
we
the
all
children.
Do. Yeah.
Right. And it's a big deal. And even with parents that have dementia, there's something about if they have early stages of mm-hmm. dementia, they can get themselves so focused on
put
that
together.
Visit and put together that they can fake it for a period of an hour or two. And so when you go to visit mom or dad and, you know, you have lunch and you're sitting there saying, well, you know, you've told sister about this and then sister came to town. And sister goes to lunch with mom and doesn't see anything.
Any of it. Yeah. Yeah. And you go for the local sister who's there and says, all right, it's like when they go to the doctor's office, all of a sudden they're not shuffling.
Right. You know?
So that brings up another subject of this whole sleuthing, that people in your family, mm-hmm. their friends, will have different relationships and different vantage points.
Exactly.
Happens a lot with children, that the adult children can see things differently. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that brings up some old sibling behaviors. Mm-hmm. You're so controlling. You always want to take control. Well, you're just oblivious in your own little world, yep. doing your thing. You're not paying attention.
Very true.
When you're having those conversations with your siblings, might be a good indicator that I think we should have a little more conversation with mom and dad. And it's okay to ask, how's your appetite? You know, mom, you never had leftovers that weren't good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, it's just so hard to get over there. And sometimes, you know, I just don't have the energy to stand there long enough to get all the stuff out of there. Really, mom, is that at any particular time of the day? Or, you know, I just want to make mm-hmm. sure you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it can be kind of everywhere. My legs, you know, gosh, that arthritis is just getting to me. Oh, well, you're still staying upright, aren't you, mom? Well, yes. And you hear a little hesitation, mm-hmm. it might be a little bit harder for them to navigate around the house.
And sometimes the last person they're going to talk to or tell about that is your child.
Yes.
I remember when my mom was having a heart attack. This is crazy. She used to call me for every little detail, like silly thing. But I show up one day and she goes, and all of a sudden her face is just like gray.
Mm.
And she's saying, I don't know, I'm having chest pains. I'm going, mother? And so immediately I called the nurse and they called the ambulance immediately, and she was having a heart attack. Did she call me? Did she call the nurse? Nope.
No.
It's not something about that, something that traumatic was going on. But on the other hand, you know, little piddly things
can be signs. Yeah. They can tell you all the time.
Yeah, they'll talk about it. So sometimes you don't realize, you know, the indicators that I probably should have paid attention to that I didn't at the right. time. And those are the things I think that we often do. So
let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. We've talked about my mom a couple of times, and she just said to me this past Sunday, she says, oh, I really wanted to just stay in bed and skip church. My mom never skips church.
Oh.
Never, never wants to. I mean, never. I can count on it. And so that was just like, oh, mom, how come, you know, were you just up late or watched too many movies the night before? What? And she says, no, I just was really feeling sluggish. Well, just kind of log that in your head.
Right.
And pay attention. It's not to say that just because she didn't want to go to church one day
right.
is a problem. But be intentional about hearing the conversations. Mm-hmm. Be intentional about going, okay, on February such and such or April such right. and such, this is what happened.
So we are talking again to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you work with families, obviously, when their loved one is still aging in place, often and preferable.
Often. Yes, it is a preferable time because we're not in crisis.
Right.
And so I'm able to share information, be an information post for families that say, here are your options based on your story. I may give you all your options because your story hasn't unfolded yet.
Right.
But you want to know what is going on in mm-hmm. the world of elder care, you mm-hmm. know, and long-term care and housing. I'm a person that you can call, or any one of us, mm-hmm. our advisors on our team, would be able to help you in disseminating that information for you. It's not anything that says, okay, you called Pinnacle Senior Placements and now you're stuck with them for life.
Right.
No. This is a relationship. This is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that Pinnacle Senior Placements does is that we keep things very unique.
Mm-hmm.
People are unique. There's no cookie cutter that everybody...
Face to face.
Nobody fits in one cookie cutter.
No.
And so our combined experiences is probably about 26 years
mm-hmm.
In our office right now. Well, it's longer than that. But we want to share that information with you and help you make good decisions that are the best for your story.
Well, and I think too, like what you're saying is it's building that relationship
yes.
and meeting the family to understand all the things that are important. And, you know, like you said, there's no cookie cutter path for anybody.
No.
And certainly there's so many different choices that we may not be aware of, or you know, I remember as a daughter, I didn't know the things that I needed to know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where to ask to find the answers that I needed to know. And I always had that fear of, you know, what am I doing? And those kind of things. So you guys really are that conduit to help families.
We are. We might be having a conversation, and in that conversation, I discover that there's a history of a certain illness or something that moves forward, is progressive. Mm-hmm. And so I might be able to give you some resources about that. Or it could be something as simple as, you know, my dad didn't get admitted to the hospital last time he was there. And I really thought my dad could have benefited from physical therapy and some occupational therapy, but he didn't get to go to the rehab center. And we can talk about that. You know, if that's been a pattern, now I can educate you about how to make sure that can happen.
Well, and even then, if you're seeing mom or dad chair walking, you can hook them up with home health.
That's right.
So it's really, you can have home health at any time. All you have to do is have your doctor prescribe it, and you could get physical therapy and some occupational therapy to stop that, to keep mom or dad more independent longer.
That's exactly right. To be able to have range of motion exercises, strength exercises that are specific for them. There are resources. Don't do this by yourself.
And Medicare pays for home health, everyone. So that's one of the great things that, you know, you can really help them identify some services and things available to them that they may not necessarily do.
Or you know, something as simple as mom or dad is moving into needing some kind of walking aid, a cane, a walker, a wheelchair, something, whatever it is. We'll know what Medicare will pay for or won't pay for, and what is the
time.
I mean, I can help you know the basics of how to make good decisions. I'll share it with you right now. Every 5 years, you can have a walking aid under Medicare. So if you're needing a walker right now, but you're pretty sure disease processes or arthritis or whatever is happening is going to bring us to a wheelchair someday, pay for the walker yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's cheaper than a wheelchair.
Very true. Very true. So, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500 and also at our website, which is PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
So glad you're here. Thank you again.
You are so welcome.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.